The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And it is that time of a Wednesday when we are joined by Simon Tierney, who does tell us how to do stuff. And today he's going to tell us how to be on time and punctual, Simon.
Am I on time?
Now that you mentioned, we were getting a bit worried.
The nick of time.
I might have done that on purpose.
Yeah.
You're such a good broadcaster.
I like your style.
You really, really are.
Well, do you know what? The reason we're talking about this is because the big survey this week shows that Gen Z are a little bit tardy with their punctuality, a little bit relaxed about it. They think that 5 to 10 minutes late for work is basically, in inverted commas, being on time, right? This is specifically with regard to arriving in work. Now, some people have jobs where punctuality is very important. You might have to clock in. I know someone who has to clock in. It's still something that happens. It's done digitally now on an app or something like that.
Yeah.
But it still happens.
If you work in a public service, there's a good chance you'll have to
really
clock in. Yeah.
If you work in a pub, you often have to clock in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there, in that case, punctuality is very important. But it got me thinking. I remember when I was in my late teens reading The Picture of Dorian Gray, right? And Oscar Wilde has this brilliant quote. He said, punctuality is the thief of time, right? And the idea with that, and I love this because I'm a punctual person, so I wouldn't necessarily agree with this quotation by Oscar Wilde, but I think he has a real point. And I think you're going to agree with this, Ciara, considering what we were chatting about at the coffee station earlier. Oscar Wilde's point is that if you're enslaved to a schedule, that you're going to miss out on, you're going to sacrifice potentially pleasurable moments during your
day. I never sacrifice a single pleasurable moment for the sake of being
this
on time.
This is true.
That actually is true. I, as I said to both of you earlier, I am a tidoptimist, which is some Scandinavian term, which means I am an optimist about time. I believe I can cram more into little small blocks of time than is actually true, but I do believe it, and I remain stubbornly optimistic about the fact
that it makes me late. We call it delusional here.
Yeah. Can I just say, Ciara,
Delulu,
you described your tidoctomy there with what I would describe as pride, which suggests...
Definitely not shame, anyway.
Which suggests that you're not too concerned about the diagnosis, and neither are you intent on changing
to look for any kind of
your
treatment.
Situation. Yeah.
Now, in contrast, I've studied your work habits.
Okay.
Am I right in saying you're a man who likes to get to work a little bit early?
Yeah, definitely. So I am the type of person that, like, there's three reasons basically why I'm punctual. The first is that I genuinely, now this isn't anything against you, Ciara.
I won't take it
but
as such,
I do,
even if it is.
I do find it disrespectful in a number of situations if you are not punctual when other people are depending on you. That doesn't mean that they're depending for their life on you, but they could be waiting for you in a restaurant or for drinks or whatever it is. The second thing is that it puts me on the back foot. I feel like I'm having to catch up with myself. And the third thing is that I don't like rushing. I'm the type of person, like you probably see me walking through the office. I like
to
move slowly.
Little cafetiere of coffee.
Yeah, you know, I like to come in
and cheroot.
I like to, I don't even know what that is.
I'm not sure I know what that is either.
I like to get into work a little bit early so that I get my coffee. You know, I might sit down with a physical newspaper rather than going to a digital edition and just settle myself into the day. I feel like I'm at a temporal advantage.
It's really interesting because I am perennially late, and I attend a gym, and I go to gym classes, and they start on the hour, so they start at like 9 or 10 or whatever it is. They don't sort of start halfway through or anything. And I always go a few minutes late because I enjoy the feeling of catching up. I enjoy the fact that I start after everyone else and finish at the same point.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that says.
It says you're completely competitive.
I don't know what it does.
Yeah. I love how calculating your unpunctuality is.
But I also think it's to do with being a little bit neurospicy. I really do. I'm
neurospicy, is that a medical term?
It's like neurodivergent, only it's kind of cooler.
Yeah, it's up there with tidectomy, I think, to be honest.
Tidoptimism,
sorry.
Let's talk, because we were asking people about their punctuality.
Yeah,
we've got a couple of texts about weddings.
Okay, yeah. So, oh my God, like don't get me started. Now, I'm slightly outside. I've kind of gone beyond that period of your life where you're going to a wedding every second weekend. But I do remember getting increasingly frustrated with Irish brides. Irish brides are, it's almost like a badge of honour. It is embedded culturally
in this
country.
I was an hour late for my wedding.
But you're supposed to be late.
Well, why? There's a whole group of people, like potentially 100, 150 people in the church or wherever it is,
because
that are waiting for your
lazy ass to
arrive.
Guests are also a bit late. And the point of the bride being late is the bride is supposed to be the last person to arrive so she can make an entrance. So you have to be sure that all the other tidoptimists in the guest list in the congregation are all in situ before you walk up the aisle. This is obvious. Yeah, I mean, the brides have to be at least half an hour late.
Kind of, you're giving this appetite to this bridezilla approach to weddings in this country, which one would hope we've kind of gravitated beyond, where the wedding is all about the bride. Thank you, it isn't. You're also stealing time on my favourite period of the wedding day, which is that little window of time between the church and the hotel where you go to the local pub for a couple of pints.
Yes, and I do agree with you, that is the best bit of a wedding.
John Cork has been in touch, Kira.
John says, when we got married over 40 years ago, we both agreed not to be late. My brother was due to drive me to the church, but as typical in my family, he wasn't ready. So I agreed So I drove myself. He wasn't ready at the agreed time, so I drove myself. My wife also arrived on time, as agreed, only to be told that none of my family had arrived yet. So a few laps were necessary to give them time to get to the church. A few years later, on a family night out, my wife and I decided to be deliberately late as a kind of a payback for this. But my family were about to phone local hospitals to check if there had been a traffic accident, because we're always on time, says John.
I think we should eradicate this whole ridiculousness of waiting for the bride and everyone turning around and her coming up like... Coming up like Prince Charles for the King's speech or
whatever. Never going to happen.
For God's sake. Simon, it's ridiculous. We need to move beyond that.
This is old man shouts, middle-aged man, young man, whatever.
He's not middle-aged.
Young man shouts at clouds. That is never happening.
What about the dating scene?
Okay, so dating. Now, I've got personal trauma, Shane, associated with this.
Talk to us. There's no one else listening.
I often mention Ingrid on this lot, right? Because Ingrid, my wife, lovely woman that she is. But our first date... Right, which I remember was in Cassidy's on Westmoreland Street. Don't know if it's still there. She was 2.5 hours
late. It is. I was there last year at the Aces gig.
There you go. Two and a half hours late for our first date.
And did you hung on?
Now, this was like we'd never met before. We met on a dating website.
Does most people nowadays.
How did you know she was going to turn up?
So she texted me, multiple times during that 2.5 hour window, saying that, well, I'm trying to, her bicycle, the toilet had broken in her house. She was waiting for a plumber to arrive.
Okay, fair.
Fair. So it was kind of a sanitation
emergency,
crisis that she was having. And then her bicycle broke down and it kind of got more and more ridiculous as the evening went on. I also got drunker and drunker as the evening went on because I was drinking pints of ale down in Cassidy's on Westmoreland
Street. And with the barman kind of sympathetically giving you the pints.
Yeah, it was like, this poor devil. She's never going to
arrive.
This could
be the making of your whole relationship, because you were there 3 sheets to the wind and probably full of the joys, and it was all a big, it was a bit of drama, a bit of heightened tension. This is perfect. This is a perfect first date.
Now, I consulted that great arbiter of gentlemen's behaviour, which is Esquire magazine.
Oh, of course, the Bible.
The Bible, yeah. And they have...
Who among us doesn't refer to it from time to time?
Yeah, exactly. They have a guide to dating for men that they published. And they said that... You should always, this is men now, that you should all, I think this is disgraceful personally, but they said that men should arrive 12 minutes late to a restaurant or bar date. And this is because 15 minutes is considered rude, but if you arrive too early, then it's considered too eager. So 12 minutes is the sweet spot.
I think 12 minutes is fine because I wouldn't know, because I would probably be there about 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like my wife.
It would be fine.
Hours late.
If you're picking the date up from the house, though, it is different advice.
So Shane, they said that if you are, and this is, I suppose this is quite an American thing, where they go to the house to pick you up. Like it's like a...
Yeah.
You
can only travel by car.
Yeah, exactly. Like Jerry, like Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire with Renee Zellweger or something like that, right? They said that you should pick them up 7 minutes late, very specific, because, quote unquote, if a person shows up on time for a first date, they might as well be a serial killer.
I kind of see that.
Yeah, kind of.
Don't want to come across as too eager.
Well, that's kind of fair. I also think, I know and I see, being late constantly in adult life is absolutely a diabolical attribute. It's so disrespectful. I understand that many people think that.
Yeah.
But I am telling you that there are lots of us who, as I say, are small but nourished, spicy and cannot organise our way out of a plastic bag, can't find our keys, lose our coat, all of that business. And it isn't about disrespect. It's about not being able to actually get from A to B in a timely fashion. And
but would you be like, falling over yourself with apologies? Like, are you self-aware to the point
like,
where
I'm
you
really know? Sorry. Like, I'm like, Shane, I'm so sorry. I'm
like
so
mad
sorry.
Excuses. Like, oh, the dart line. There, like a huge wave has come
that's
in and the dart
true.
Is off. Oh, yeah, right here.
Shane and I were emceeing an event and I was on the dart line at Black Rock when a huge wave. Now that I say it,
a huge what? A whale?
I have a vid. A wave.
Yeah, well, it may as well have been a whale.
It was in a high tide.
There was a whale,
they
Shane.
Came over the dart line at Black Rock and the dart had to sit there for 20 minutes. Then we had to get off the dart and get back on a different.
I had to filibuster on the stage for about 20 minutes.
Oh, busking away.
He loves filibustering.
Well, you bring up an interesting point because according to jobs.ie, the three top excuses that Irish workers give for being late to their workplace. Number one is traffic, whether it be the dart, whether it be a whale on the tracks or a wave, was it? Number two is I overslept, which I think is a dreadful excuse.
Yeah, not a good excuse.
No, I don't think you're going to engender any sympathy with that. And the third one is weather, which of course we Irish
that
people
that was the
blame
way.
Everything.
It was very bad weather day.
Yours was a mixture of traffic and weather.
So that's a very good excuse then.
Yeah.
And I was quite tired as well. So it was. I had a lot going on.
Poor thing. And you've just recently been diagnosed with tidectomy.
Tid optimism.
One last text on this. I arrived at the church at the same time as my cousin's wife last summer. I felt awful.
That is why your cousin's wife has to be late.
Maybe she was.
Yeah, that is awful. When you can see it, that's happened to me before. Oh. You need to find an alternative entrance to the church.
Our wedding video, you can see a few people slinking in behind Ev as she's coming down the aisle and they're kind of skulking in.
Forever captured.
Forever captured. You know who you are.
Look, do you know what? Punctuality is overrated.
Yeah. Listen, thanks as always for popping into us. And your tip is get organized.
Pleasure, guys.
Get ready. Be on time. Yep. Be punctual. Simon Tierney, as always, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.